Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
You'd have to be living under a rock in a cave far, far away not to have heard that Tot Mom Casey Anthony is now set to appear in an airbrushed, digitized version of her truth on the Peacock Network. Her truth. Well, hold on just a minute, because I don't believe Tot Mom's Her Truth is the truth. Let's do a little fact check on what the truth is. Take a listen to Tot Mom Casey Anthony's distraught, panicked mother, Cindy, not Tot Mom, but her mother, Cindy Anthony, calling 911 when Tot Mom's baby girl, 2-year-old Kelly, goes missing. Listen.
911, what's your emergency? I called a little bit ago. The deputy sheriff said I found out my granddaughter has been taken. She has been missing for a month. Her mother finally admitted that she's been missing.
Okay, what is the address that you're calling from?
4937 Hope Spring Drive. We're talking about a 3-year-old little girl.
4937 what?
Hope Spring, HOPESPRING Drive, Orlando. My daughter finally admitted that the baby's in the store. I need to find her.
Your daughter admitted that the baby is where?
That the babysitter took her a month ago that my daughter's been looking for. I told you my daughter was missing for a month. I just found her today, but I can't find my granddaughter. And she just admitted to me that she's been trying to find her herself. There's something wrong. I found my daughter's car today, and it smells like there's been a dead body in the damn car.
Okay, what is the 3-year-old's name?
Kaylee. C-A-Y-L-E-E. Anthony.
Kaylee Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, is she white, black, or Hispanic?
She's white.
How long has she been missing for?
I have not seen her since the 7th of June.
Do you hear Cindy Anthony's voice cracking in pain and emotion? She says, my daughter, quote, finally admitted Kelly has been missing over a month. Where are the missing posters? Where is the desperate plea on TV? Where are the search teams led by none other than Mommy? They are nowhere because she wasn't missing. Kelly Anthony was never missing. She was dead. She was murdered. And the only person that knew where she was, Tot Mom, Casey Anthony. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation and Sirius XM 111. In the last hours, we get a news release. I want you to hear the trailer about Tot Mom Casey Anthony's version of, quote, her truth about to be unleashed on the public. Listen.
Casey interview. A, B, C marker. Soft sticks.
Why talk to me now when you're not getting creative control?
That's the whole trailer. Tot Mom says nothing. For about 3 seconds, you see her preening and fixing her hair and her lips and her teeth to go on camera. That's it. That's the trailer. This whole thing is so airbrushed, digitized. I'm surprised they're putting it out there. The 911 call goes on. Take a listen.
2005. George King, listen. Casey's missing. He took her a month ago. She's been missing for a month.
Okay, can you calm down for me for just a minute? And just, I need to know what's going on, okay? I'm gonna try and talk.
I'm sorry, I really do not like people.
Is your daughter there?
I'm on the phone with them.
Is your daughter there?
Yes.
Can I speak with her? Do you mind if I speak with her? Thank you.
I called them 2 hours ago. They haven't gotten here. Can you speak? Finally, and this is Betty. He took her a month ago. It's the front of the line.
Ma'am.
Can you stand here? They want to talk to you. Answer the question.
So you hear Cindy Anthony trying to coerce her daughter, Tot Mom, Casey Anthony, to come to the phone to explain where her last daughter was seen. Just right off the top, joining me an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now, but I'm going to go to someone intimately involved in this case, Rob Dick, a world-famous bounty hunter, bail expert, private investigator. You can find him at thehumanhunters.com. Rob Dick was there working with our friend Leonard Padilla, who paid the $500,000 bond to bail Tot Mom Casey Anthony out of jail, and was there when Tot Mom came home from her first incarceration on a minor offense. He observed the whole thing. So why, Rob Dick, did the grandma, Cindy Anthony, have to coerce, make Tot Mom come to the call to speak to 911 about her missing child?
Because she had nothing to say. I mean, the whole time. You know, if you've been in supposedly missing your daughter for 30 days and then you're in custody for 30 days, you know, what would you think the first words out of your mouth would be when you get out of jail? You know, where is she? Where are we at? Where can we find? There was no discussion about that.
I would be pulling my hair out if I were behind bars, number one, but especially with my daughter missing and I wasn't there to try to find her, to scream at the top of my lungs, where is my daughter? But as a matter of fact, isn't it true, Rob Dick, that the first thing that Tot Mom, Casey Anthony, said when she came home from a couple of nights behind bars on a minor offense, this is before she was charged with murder, her first words, she walked in the house, she went in the kitchen where her mother was, and she said, not, where the hell is Kelly? Her words were, what's for supper?
Correct. And that was it. I mean, there was nothing about Kelly.
Okay, so finally, Cindy Anthony gets Tot Mom on the phone. Listen.
Can you tell me a little bit what's going on?
My daughter's been missing for the last 31 days.
And you know who has her?
I know who has her. I've tried to contact her. I actually received a phone call today, now from a number that is no longer in service. I did get to speak to my daughter for about a minute.
Okay, did you guys call and report a vehicle stolen?
Yes, my mom did.
Okay, so there's been a vehicle stolen too?
No, this was my vehicle.
What vehicle was stolen?
It's a 98 Pontiac Sunfire.
Okay, I have deputies on the way to you right now for that. But now your 3-year-old daughter is missing. Kaylee Anthony.
Yes.
White Kaylee female.
Anthony. Yes, white female.
3 years old, 8/9/2005 is her date of birth?
Yes.
And you last saw her a month ago?
31 days. From 31 days.
Well, that's a lie. She, didn't I hear her say, Alexis Tereshchuk joining me from CrimeOnline.com, investigative reporter, didn't I just hear Tot Mom Casey Anthony say, I got a call from the babysitter / kidnapper, and we've got a lawyer with us right now, John W. Deal. I got a call from her babysitter who took Kelly 31 days ago, and now that number in the past hour has gone disconnected. And I got to speak to Kelly for about a minute. Did I just hear her say that?
You did. That's exactly what she said. And also, cool as a cucumber she is on this phone, where her child is missing. But then, she's not really missing. I mean, I spoke to her, and she's with a babysitter. But Casey doesn't even have a job. So why does she have a babysitter for this child? Her parents have been the babysitters this child's whole life. They have always lived with their grandparents.
And speaking of not having a job, which is a whole nother can of worms more for lies, she would actually dress up in a universal employee outfit with a name tag and ID and pretend she was going to work at Universal to fake out her parents. She hadn't worked in, I guess, what, 2 years? And would just sit home on the sofa eating chips while they took care of her and Kelly.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Joe Scott Morgan, the reason I say that is a lie, that she just talked to Kelly, because Kelly's body reveals that she had been left in the wilderness, decomposing, torn apart by animals. We keep hearing 3 years old. She was two. She was about to turn three. So when Tot Mom says, I just talked to her, she was already dead. And we know that because of the degree of decomposition of this baby's body. So right there in the 911 call, she's busted.
Yes, science is pointing a big meaty finger at her and saying, you're lying. Because the science actually says otherwise relative to the degree that this little angel's body was decomposed. Nancy, it was decomposed so horribly that there was never a definitive cause of death. There was a manner of death, but there was never a definitive cause of death that could be determined in Kaylee's passing or murder. And so, you know, you begin to think about that and you think, well, how far down the tracks had she gone? How long had she actually been missing? And contrary to what people think, we can't put a specific time when she went missing and when she died. But we do know she had been down for a long, long time.
A really long time. Found in trash bags from the Anthony home, wrapped in a blanket from Kelly's room. What am I supposed to think? That some unknown kidnapper snuck into the home, took the baby without anybody finding out, and paused in the kitchen to get trash bags, paused in the baby's room to get a blanket. That's total BS. And...
Hey, Nancy.
Yes?
Can I interject?
Please do. I'm hearing the voice of Dr. Bethany Marshall. She is joining us from L.A., and you can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Go ahead, Dr. Bethany.
Just a little factoid about how all of this got set in motion. Casey was living in a parent's house with the daughter, Kaylee, and she was such a horrible, disgusting mother that her mother went to therapy and asked the therapist, how do I get my daughter to take better care of the granddaughter? So the therapist said, you have to tell her to take responsibility, take her to school, feed her. And so that's what Cindy did to Casey. She said, you have to take more responsibility. You can't just lie on the sofa eating chips all day. Within a day, that's when Casey took Kaylee and disappeared. And that's what set all of this in motion, was a simple request on Cindy's part to take more responsibility for Kaylee. And I think that that made Casey feel that her precious dating life and lying on the sofa and everything she was involved in was being interfered with. And that's when little Kaylee was disappeared by her own mother.
You know, John W. Deal joining me, high profile lawyer out of Winter Park, Florida, practices all over, author of the method Proven Techniques for Winning Jury Trials. He's at johnwdeal.com. And he represented the real Zenaida Gonzalez in a lawsuit against Tot Mom Casey Anthony for smearing her name. There's no question that the babysitter Tot Mom Casey Anthony is referring to as having taken her daughter does not exist. Tot Mom happened to see Zenaida Gonzalez, a name written on a list at an apartment complex, and just took the name and used it.
Correct.
And then the real Zenaida Gonzalez said, what? She started hearing her name on TV as stealing a baby. She's like, what? And hired you. But I was just thinking about what Dr. Bethany Marshall just said, John W. Deal, about within 24 hours of bringing down the hammer on Tot Mom about, look, you're going to have to actually feed your baby and take her to play school. I'm paying for it. I'll pay for the whole thing. You just have to feed her. You've got to take some responsibility. And in less than 24 hours, Tot Mom nuts up and leaves the home with the baby with Cindy begging, please don't take the baby. Please don't take the baby. She took the baby. I mean, how does she get away with all the lies, Dill, about working at Universal? Yeah. In fact, isn't it true, John Dill, that she led the cops all the way to Universal, talking about her job, all the way to security? They somehow, I guess because she's with cops, get through security, go all the way up to the building where she says she works. They get to the door, and they're going in. She goes, okay, I lied. I don't work here.
Right, exactly. Take them out there, and of course the cops are thinking, you know, what's going on here? What's she going to say? And then she gets there and comes clean about that, not working there, but of course continues the lies about Zenaida Gonzalez and everything else that's happened in between times.
Guys, speaking of what Top Mom Casey Anthony was doing during the time her daughter was, quote, missing, and for those of you that can't see on Fox Nation that you're hearing on iHeart or you're hearing on our podcast or you're hearing on SiriusXM 111, I'm definitely using double quoties, what she was doing during the time that baby Kelly was missing. You've got to hear that. Let's play 33 and so forth, Jackie. Just 33.
The last time that anyone saw Kaylee Anthony was June 16th, 2008.
Little Kaylee was just 2 years old when she vanished, but it would be 31 days before she was reported missing.
On June 20th, Casey Anthony is seen at a nightclub having a good old time, partying it up, and competing in a hot body contest. On June 30th, she's seen on surveillance video going into Target, going into JCPenney. And what's she doing? She's shopping, of course. Perhaps the most cavalier of all her actions is when on July 2nd, Casey Anthony gets a tattoo. And not only does she get a tattoo, she gets a tattoo that says Bella Vita. What does that mean? It means beautiful life.
Now, those are our friends at Access, and you're hearing a recounting of some of the things Top Mom was doing while her baby was missing. Up on, literally, up dancing on a bar at a stripper pole in a blue mini dress, go-go boots, and a push-up bra while her daughter was, quote, missing. I guess she was looking under the bar stools for Kelly, but only she knew Kelly was already dead. And now we're hearing from Peacock that they have produced a 3-part documentary where Top Mom gives, quote, her truth. You know what? I prefer to hear the truth as we know it. I want you to take a listen to our cut 8.
Casey Anthony sobbed into a tissue hearing what happened to Kaylee's remains in the woods.
What we're looking at here, the top of the bones, these have actually been chewed on by animals.
The gallery was filled with surprised faces, including an expecting mother whose mouth hung wide open as autopsy photos were shown in court.
There is no child that should have duct tape on its face when it dies. There is no reason to put duct tape on the face after they die.
Dr. Jan Garavaglia, also known as Dr. G Medical Examiner on her Discovery Channel show, says she classified Kaylee's death as a homicide based on red flags. The child was reported missing 31 days late, and her remains were hidden in the woods.
Could a child exposed to a sufficient amount of chloroform die as a result?
Absolutely.
You're hearing our friend Carson Chambers too. Just got Morgan joining us. Could you decipher what we just heard happened to baby Kelly?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when Dr. G was referring to the circumstances, it's what they call the totality of the circumstances. That's, she doesn't have anything else scientifically to hang her hat on as far as the cause of death. You know, it's abnormal to find a small child hidden, sequestered, if you will, out in the woods, wrapped in plastic or an adjacent plastic bag that, of course, mind you, has been ripped open by scavengers.
You mean by animals that tore Kelly's body and ripped her apart with their teeth?
Yeah. And, you know, her only conclusion that she could come to was the fact that this is something that involves foul play, because there's nothing else that she could say further. And, you know, they're asking about the chloroform. When they did a search, when they actually did air samples in the back of this this vehicle that this person had, they found traces of chloroform in there. And the problem with chloroform is that it can be a product of decomposition, but then you flip it on the other side and you say, well, was chloroform actually applied to her in life to bring about her death? And just to kind of, you know, and I think that people have speculated about this, just to, you know, put the finishing touch, her mouth was duct taped. So you're compromising her ability to breathe at that point when it comes down to it. But they can't prove that, Nancy. There's no more soft tissue left.
Duct tape wrapped three times around 2-year-old Kelly Anthony's head, found hanging off of her skull. When her body was found, to Rob Dick, bounty hunter and bail expert, you spent many days with Tot Mom, Casey Anthony. Could you start? I know you arrived in Florida a few days before Tot Mom was released to have a meeting with George, Cindy, and Lee Anthony, the brother. The Anthonys met with you. Then you met Tot Mom when she was released from prison. Tell me what happened.
Well, initially it was, you know, it seemed like a family that was in search for a missing child. But it changed when Casey got out. When Casey got out of jail and we get her home, it just all became about her. I mean, this is no surprise. She has to be the center of attention. Even when her daughter's missing, it was just always about her.
What's an example of that?
Well, for one, never being upset. Never shedding a tear, never asking, you know, what's been done. I mean, George was out there doing his booth and putting out flyers and searching, but nothing from Casey. Not even a question or discussion. And then Cindy's coddling her like, well, we can't, you know, we can't push her. You know, she'll tell us when the time is right. You know, nobody questioned her.
You know what's interesting about what you're saying, Rob Dick? I noticed that in the jailhouse interviews, which were all videoed in the state of Florida, because when Tot Mom Casey Anthony was questioned by her mother, Cindy, or her father, George, and they pressed her on what happened, where's Kelly, she would blow up and curse them out. And so they really wouldn't get anywhere. And you learn as a mother how far you can push your child to get what you want. Like, I want you to go to bed on time. I want you to finish your biology homework. Or when it's too far and you'll get a bad reaction and you'll get nowhere. And I guess, you know, for you, John Dee, it'll be the same thing about how far you cross somebody or how far you direct your own witness before you get a blow up on the stand. But Rob Dick, the first thing when Tot Mom got out of jail, what did she say to you?
Well, she talked about how jail was, it smelled and she just wanted to eat. And then Cindy's like, well, I made your favorite meal. I mean, it's just, it's so surreal that there's nobody talking about a missing child. You know, and one thing I got to say too, you know, George took a beating in this whole process.
He really did.
But, you know, we knew the very next morning, we awoke to George losing it on Casey. I mean, to the point where he's physically shaking her. I want to know what happened. And her response was, Dad, quit acting like a effing cop. And that was it. And at that moment, I mean, that was raw emotion. That was not staged. That was him trying to find his granddaughter, knowing that she's the only one in the world that knew what happened. And he wasn't buying it then.
You know, Nancy, we saw examples of Casey bullying Cindy in the jailhouse interviews. When Cindy calls Casey, Casey says, Mom, Mom, and she starts questioning her mother about her boyfriends. She's not talking about Kaylee, the missing baby. She's pressuring her mother to get information on her dating life.
I want you to hear, following up on what Rob Dick just told us about the Casey Top Mom Casey Anthony's story that her dad drowned Kelly in the pool, or she accidentally drowned, and that he just decided to wrap her up in duct tape and throw her in the woods in a garbage bag. Take a listen to our cut 14. This is George Anthony speaking to our friend Dr. Phil.
And if this scenario that Casey had told to her defense about Kaylee drowning, why go through all this elaborate stuff to tape her up, to put her in a laundry bag, to put her in a trash bag and bury her in the woods? I can't comprehend a human doing, especially a daughter, doing that to my granddaughter. I can't visualize that. I don't want to visualize that.
And you know, Rob Dick, I know that I'm projecting right now and that my experience may be different from somebody else's, but when my fiance was murdered, I could not eat for I don't know how long. I lost down to 89 pounds. I dropped out of school. I couldn't hear the radio. I couldn't hear the TV. I couldn't hear the clock on the wall ticking. My mom had to stop the clocks. According to you, when she first got out of prison, her words were, jail food sucks, glad to be home.
Yeah, and again, I just keep going back. There was no talk about it. You know, there was only one time where we actually thought there was some emotion coming out of her. We heard the noise. She had gone into her room, and we had heard a noise like almost like she was crying. And we went, oh, my gosh, maybe she's finally going to show some emotion. You go in there, and she's laughing. She's laughing because some guy thought she was hot on social media.
When did she ask you about cameras being outside?
It was almost a daily event. Whenever we went to Baez's office or home confinement, when we had to go from point A to point B, she would come from the house and first thing in the car would be, have you seen all the cameras out there? How many cameras? The one time when she's wearing those white rimmed sunglasses, she tells me, look at me today. I look like Jackie O. There's nothing about a missing girl. It was a fun show for her.
Deal. John W. Deal, high-profile lawyer out of Florida. He is intimately familiar with this case because he represented the real Zenaida Gonzalez, who sued Tot Mom for besmirching her, dragging her name through the mud, claiming she was a child kidnapper. Did you hear that? How many cameras are out there? I look like Jackie O.
Yeah.
Are you surprised at all? She's turned up back on camera again. And what is the motivation now? Fame, notoriety, money, what?
I think it's always, yeah, fame, notoriety. I don't know about money. I don't know if there's any money in this for her. But, you know, again, it's always been about her, you know, sociopath as far as the way she describes things. And just continually what they call confabulation, making up things, taking a little bit of information, spinning it. I'm really looking forward to what she's gonna say on this so-called interview, because it's been just constant lies all the way through.
Why are you looking forward to it? It's nothing but lies. She lied to her parents for years, claiming she had a job, even going so far as to wear a universal uniform and an ID. She lied to cops to the brink, until she had to admit, as they were walking into Universal, that, hey, I don't really work here. She lied about Zenaida Gonzalez. She lied
right.
about everything. She did not take the stand because she could not undergo cross-examination. And most critically, in my mind, while the baby, her daughter, Kelly, was, quote, missing, she remained silent, never asking for help, never making a public appeal, never conducting searches, nothing.
Nothing.
Why do you want to hear what she says? It's lies.
Again, just to see how far the lies will continue. You know, keep in mind, we tried to depose her as well after she was acquitted and she showed up at the deposition in via closed circuit TV in the craziest disguise I've ever seen. Obviously, just wanted to be seen, and then
wait. What did she have on?
She had on a Phillies baseball cap, a dark sunglasses, and a like a witch type of wig, a really really dark black wig. And I just remember seeing her on the screen, and my partner at the time, John Morgan, just said, "My God," because that was the only thing he could say. So obviously, an attention seeker to the very end.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
To Dr. Bethany Marshall, I know you will recall her behavior during the time the search was on for Kelly, but I want to talk about appearing on the Peacock, quote, documentary, three-part series. People apparently are interested in what lie she's going to tell this time. But you know what? To me, it's akin to, have you ever been to the zoo and you can smell the snake house at a distance? Have you ever been to the zoo? I don't know if you're a zoo person.
Yes, I have.
Okay. I've been to all kinds of zoos with the twins. That's our thing, going to zoos. You know, you can smell the snake house far away. Not the monkey house, not the wild other thing house, but the snake house, or I can anyway. Mm-hmm. And I hate them. I don't like them. I can't think of any other animal or creature I feel that way about. But I will go in there because the twins want to go in there, and I stay at a distance. And yes, I look at them through the glass, but I can't wait to get away from them. I certainly don't want to hold one. That's how I view Top Mom Casey Anthony and her upcoming star turn on Peacock.
Well, I think there has been from the very beginning such lurid fascination with the way in which Casey lies. That I think that kind of gripped the public, and that's why this Peacock special has been taped. You know, she lied about her own pregnancy. She lied and threw her father, George, under the bus. She told her attorney that her own brother had molested her.
Those are lies. Wait, I just got to say, George Anthony had nothing to do with baby Kelly's disappearance and death. And I do not believe what she said about Lee Anthony, the brother. I don't believe it.
That's right. So the way she lied about this from the stand, there was such verbal versatility. The lies rolled off her tongue.
She did not lie from the stand. She never took the stand.
You know, her images were plastered on the media so much, I think I imagined she took the stand. And I think her images were plastered so many times. Is that just like looking at the snake exhibit at the school, at the zoo? We were all fascinated with her lies because they came so fast and furious. And what I think is fascinating about this case is that she even embroiled her own parents in the lies. Do you remember when Cindy took the stand and said that she was the one who searched for chloroform? So not only did Casey lie, then she began to compel her own family to lie. And then the stories just became thicker and thicker. And I think that, you know, the public is very vulnerable to lies. I think they're fascinated by it. But I think they want to see, like, what is Casey Anthony going to say now? Well, I have news for you. She's going to say the same thing she always did. She's just going to lie and lie and lie. You know, I think this period of Casey's life was very exciting for her.
Well, I mean, you heard what Rob Dick said. She has how many cameras are out there?
Yes.
Hey, look at me. I look like Jackie Onassis. And this is while her daughter's missing and her father's out in the hot sun manning a HQ to find the baby. Was that you jumping in, Dick?
Yeah. Can I add just a...
Yes.
You know, it's not something that she was great at lying. It's something that she's lied all her life. I mean, even before this, you know, she's bragging about she's working on two college degrees. She hasn't even finished high school. She doesn't have a babysitter. She always had a nanny. It was always her projecting herself to be bigger than she really was.
Why did you call her the cruise director?
Because that was her attitude the whole time. She had just... You know, you imagine a cruise director is just always that bubbly, hey, let's have fun. Today's about me and we're going to do something fun. It's not, oh my gosh, I'm sitting in the corner crying because I don't know where my daughter is.
I sure as H-E-L-L wouldn't be in the corner if my child is missing. I would be out there looking everywhere I can even imagine. And the whole time you got John W. Deal, this high profile lawyer representing the so-called nanny, who says, I've never met this woman. What is she talking about? To Alexis Tereshchuk, joining us, crimeonline.com investigative reporter. Hey, Alexis, take a listen to Inside Edition.
For the first time, we're seeing body cam footage of cops responding to Casey Anthony's 911 call.
So I'm so wet. I got a drink thrown at me. This girl has been harassing me for a while.
The woman in the fedora is Casey Anthony. the notorious mom who was acquitted 10 years ago for the murder of her daughter, Kaylee.
We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
Now she's back in the news and in a familiar setting, a bar. She's telling a cop that the altercation at the bar in Florida was over a guy.
And why did she throw a drink at you? Like, what happened?
I dated the same person for a couple years. Malcolm Allison, who was with your department, one of your sergeants.
That's right. The guy Casey says they were arguing over is a police sergeant in West Palm Beach.
Whether they're together or not together, she got upset that he had texted me. I let her know that he had. And she came inside and threw a drink at me.
Do you know her name?
Her name is Selma Moya.
Okay, let me get this straight, Alexis Trezchuk. She doesn't call 911 when her daughter goes missing, but she does call 911 when her blouse gets wet at a bar.
Exactly. So this is in the middle of a pandemic. She's in a bar and she says this woman comes up, but they've been texting, of course. Notice Casey says they have been texting because this woman accused Casey of hooking up with her boyfriend while this woman was still dating him. So Casey is, this woman's boyfriend is cheating on her with Casey Anthony. This woman's boyfriend is a police officer and is hooking up with Casey Anthony, former accused murderer. And they get, so this woman comes to a bar, they've been texting, and Casey apparently is taunting her. Yes, I did hook up with him. And this woman comes to the bar and she throws a drink at her. Big deal. And Casey calls 911 and then involves kind of everybody else in the bar trying to get them all on her side. But this is all caught on body cam footage.
I bet West Palm PD is so proud that one of their officers is dating top mom Casey Anthony. And not only that, gets into a hair fight in a bar over him. Man, I would hide in shame if I were that cop. So let me understand. Anybody on the panel, please jump in. Here's her chance. She's gotten out of jail. She got acquitted. Here's her chance to do something good in this world. Here's her chance. Because even the sinner on the side of Christ went to heaven that night because he did something good at the very end. Here's her chance to devote herself to doing good things for other people, helping somebody else. And instead, she pops up in the news at bar after bar, getting in arguments, doing shots in hot pants. Not that I care what she wears or doesn't wear. Not the church lady. But now we're supposed to tune in to Peacock to hear, quote, her truth. What a load of BS. I mean, I could smell it from here. I mean, does anybody disagree? Please jump in. This is not communist China, people. You can say what you want.
The worst part is she could come out and tell the truth and nothing had happened to her, but she couldn't believe that. Her truth is never the truth. No,
jump in, Dale.
No, I'm just saying, to think that she's going to, change into a good person, it's not in her DNA, and a tiger's not going to change his stripes.
Yeah, I always hold out hope that somebody can make a good decision even at the end, but it ain't happening here. What, Joe Scott?
Yeah, the truth was laying on that autopsy table in at the ME's office. That was the truth, and the problem is that this person has never been held accountable in her entire life, even to the point where she would allow this little precious angel to decompose out in the woods. If you want to seek truth, if you want to know your truth, that's her truth.
I wonder if they're going to show Kaylee Anthony's bones on that autopsy table. I remember cops were out there morning, noon, and night under a tent with spotlights, even to try and find, like, what are there, 250 bones in the body? The little piece of her finger they would find dragged around by animals. I bet they're not going to show that. Or maybe they will for ratings. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.